Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, March is long gone. It might be mid-April, but in the 32 Fans world, it is still March because we are bringing yet another bracket, even though Bracket Month came to a close.
Yeah, we promised our listeners. We got a bunch of tweets that said, like, do not do any more brackets. I'm all bracketed out. No more tournaments.
Yeah, you're confusing your podcast. Those were listeners of
no. Even in the 32 Fans Facebook group, shout out to the 32 Fans Facebook group for finally going over 250 people, which means that you don't have the intrusive Facebook thing that lets you know who has seen every post and who hasn't. And in the 32 Fans Facebook group, it also, wait, can we stop for a second and point out
stop
that, not literally stop recording, but stop talking about the actual, like, stop making progress in the podcast, that your brother randomly went to New Zealand and, like, met up with one of our listeners who he's, like, never spoken to in his life before?
Yeah, they had the All Sammy Summit.
They had the Sammy Summit.
Sam Averis and Sam Chester in New Zealand. Sam Averis, by the way, a giant of a man. He looks from that picture like he's 6'8 or something.
Well, Sammy is a slight, compact, like, he's not short, but he's very small. He's, like, thin.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a marathon runner.
Well, yeah, but he's 5'10", 5'11", something like that. And Sam Averis just towers over him.
Well, maybe he's standing on a stool. Maybe he's short.
Is that what they do in
New Zealand? I mean, I've never been. I'd like to go.
I mean, you know,
I assume,
if,
like, Sam would let
Muhammad
us stay at his house.
Come to the, yeah, if Muhammad doesn't come to the mountain comes to Muhammad. So Sam Averis doesn't fly in for the Cyril tournament, and instead my brother flies all the way to him. So he's showing his real power in those 32-fan listener rankings.
I do think a lot of people now for next year's bracket are really, you know, they're going to be more active, they're going to start more threads. People are trying to earn their way into the bracket, and that works, I think.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, people didn't realize. People thought that Superfan Robbie's honorific was a lifetime appointment.
Yeah.
But now that they know that every year,
Robbie might not even make the tournament next year.
People are motivated. Yeah, he sort of got in, yeah, almost like as an emeritus. But
he's like the James Naismith of listening to us. Like, he started it, but I don't think he'd recognize the current form of the show.
Yeah, yeah, not the worst analogy. So yeah, so we're here for a bracket. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago, I went on Robin Akivanita podcast to do TV theme song bracket. And a lot of listeners, well, I think it was Mike Clark, who was the one who posted in the Facebook group, said, why don't we do a sports TV theme song bracket? And immediately that got a lot of positive feedback. I got a lot of listeners submit their lists. And also, by the way, shout out to Mike Clark again, because he was the very last person to submit a ranking before I made this bracket. And like I did for the other bracket, and this didn't seem to be clear to all your listeners, so let me explain. Like, I don't decide what's in this bracket. I mean, I don't, like, put my thumb on the scale. I look at all the accumulated rankings that I can find on the internet and I find from listeners, and I average them out, and I do it that way. And so in this bracket, when we get to it, you'll see that there's two matchups between the same sport on the same network, sort of the modern version versus an older version, and neither one of those were playing each other when I made this bracket a couple of days ago. And then we got one last ranking in from Mike Clark, and it totally changed the overall scores, and so both of them are now playing each other. It's going to look like I set it up this way. We'll get to it.
I'm on the podcast, and I don't know what you're talking about, so...
Yeah, we'll get to it when we get to it. So, yeah, there's a link to the bracket for those who want to follow
along. Can you stop spoiling
along,
the bracket? The last bracket we did, you posted a link with spoilers. Post the plain link.
I said not to.
Everyone looks. Post the link without spoilers. And if someone separately asks you, then you could send them the spoiler link. It's like encouraging people not to listen.
Separate.
People are like, ooh, now. And of course, if they think their name's in it, they're going to go spoil themselves.
Well, yeah. Well, nobody.
I don't. I'm excited for this, honestly. Even though we should not be doing this, but how about this? We didn't tell people it's April Fools. We're recording this on April 1st, so everyone's getting punked. They're getting fooled. This is not being released, I think, for 2 weeks, which we haven't done in like a year or two. But because you're going to be traveling,
this
is
going in the can for a while.
This is going to be in the proverbial can.
Let's not talk about sort of time and chronology too much, because who knows when this will be posted? It might be posted earlier.
You should post it tonight
if our guest doesn't show up. Yeah, well, we have a big name guest possibly.
Who cares? So we'll do two episodes. Worst comes to worst, and it'll count as next week's.
No. Come on, that's not how this works in this world.
What world is this?
All right, so yeah, this is the world of 32 Fans. So let's jump right into it. Of course, we have the Thrifty 32 theme songs here. I've divided it into two regions. We have a 16-team region, which is all football, both football with two O's and football
Love
with a
it.
U. And then the other bracket is
I don't. By the way, I don't even know what's coming other than like the couple I'm looking at. I'm excited. I don't even know what's in this bracket.
All right, well, Keith, open up that bracket, and we're going to click on the link for the number one seed on the football side of things. About as famous a song as is, you know, in the world of TV sports, certainly in America. An all-time classic. By the way, I played these for Dr. Jen the other night, all 32 mm-hmm. of these, or I played a bunch until she got mm-hmm. bored. And it was shocking. She recognized most of them, I'd say. She didn't know what they were from, of course. But she recognized them, which really shows how pervasive these are. And she even said, she's like, well, how come none of these were in your other bracket? And I said, well, we're doing a separate, you know, sports, we segregate here on 32 Fans. We segregate it off from her nap. So let's jump right into the number one seed on the football side of things. Not a big surprise what's coming, but let's play that now. All right, yeah, so we got the point of this one.
Yeah, I like some of the YouTube obviously, comments here. Rare YouTube comments that aren't just like abject, you know, racism and Holocaust denial. To think there are kids growing up that have never heard this theme song, that's a good point. And also...
This is the 89 to 2005 version. It's slightly different now.
Yes, and someone points out it would be Frank Gifford saying, as the Green Bay Packers travel to the Windy City to face their arch-rival Chicago Bears tonight on Monday Night Football. Right, he always said Monday. Love it. That gives me the chills almost. I love it.
All right, well, it's going up against a monster 16 seed. The reason this is only a 16 seed is because nobody actually ranked it in any rankings that I got submitted, but one of the people in the Facebook group said, you're going to include this, of course, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, well, obviously we have to include this. So let's listen to that 16 seed now. Talk about getting chills.
Yeah, I know. This is a 16. Frozen Touch of
Lambeau Field. Has a 16 ever beaten a 1 in a TV theme song bracket?
No. It's not going to happen today. It's not beating my number 1. But if this was a 15 or a 14, I think.
All right, well, I think we're going to have our first fight of the tournament. Of course, we have no tiebreaker system set up. Because to me, this 16 seed has to advance.
This is crazy. How could you make this a 16 seed?
Again, nobody ranked it. I sort of stuck it in with
this is better than Monday. But now, again, you could argue that for Monday Night Football, the song you played, which was a one seed, is the number 2 football song. Because Are You Ready for Some Football, to me, is more iconic. And I saw some people would argue with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Monday Night Football, like...
It got hit a little bit because Hank Williams, like, I don't even remember what he said, but I think he said crazy things about Obama.
Yeah, he said some racist stuff.
Is he back? I think...
All right. I don't know. To me, it's just... Monday Night Football is iconic, but which one do I like more?
I got chills from both of them. So these are like two serious winners here.
All right, I'm voting.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. You know what? The NFL Films music is incredible. It's just like one of humans' great, you know, the great human achievements of the 20th century. John Facenda's voice, beautiful.
Yeah, that's one that's legendary. Yeah.
These are America's greatest export, except we don't export it to anybody.
All right, so did we just put a 16 in over 1?
16 over 1. One of the first times in pretend bracket history.
Amazing.
Wow. There were no 16s or 1. There were ones, but there were no 16s in the TV theme song bracket because it was the thrifty. Yeah, it was the ferocious 44.
That's true.
Correct. Rob already said, because we're doing it again next year, the TV theme songs with 44 new shows. Winner faces the redacted winner of the first one. But I think Rob's already knocking it to 32. With 44 is too many.
That's fine. And especially because most of the best ones we've taken out. Mm-hmm. So. It's a little unfair that the winner of this goes right to face Fresh Prince, but that's
if it's better, then it's better than all the other ones too.
Listen, I already have all the close ones that didn't make the tournament, plus all the listeners.
I think if we ask for some, you know, who knows if the world still exists, but if today I asked for submissions, we'd get like 100 of them. All right, let's do the 8-9 matchup.
So, all right, I can predict that the winner of this is not going to advance into the Elite Eight, but let's start with the 8.
My head is still spinning over 16 beating a 1.
Yeah.
ESPN College Game Day!
This one announces what it is.
Yeah.
We're coming to your city!
Now I never watch College Game Day, because even though I'm a big college football guy.
What's on Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
Yeah, and city, I don't understand. Why did they say city?
It's funny, it's, you know, college football is for country people, country music.
But do they say city?
Probably. Like Jason Isbell, he probably says city.
So I hate this
song.
Yeah,
no, this could be the worst one we listen to. Let's hear what the Champions music is.
All right, stop.
Oh, sorry.
So it's not looking good for the 8 seed. It's 9 seed opponent. I said it's football. It's football on both continents. So we're going to listen to some UEFA now. So much classier than the country.
Yeah, a little bit classier than the city.
What's interesting about this is in American theme songs, the most famous part, the iconic part, is always like the first 5 seconds. You know, it hits you in the face.
Yeah, always.
This one starts very slow.
Yeah, so you shouldn't have even played this, because this doesn't even get played necessarily on TV. This part gets there.
Yeah, we build up to the champions. What language are they singing, by
English,
the way?
I think.
Wow. Can't tell.
Sadok the Priest is the name of the song.
Oh, wow. So Jewish.
All right. Anyway, fine. So this is going to be the garbage.
Oh, hold on. I want to at least get, I want to get to the apex.
Oh, okay, fine.
To the part that I know. Here it comes. So that one's clearly advancing over ESPN College Game Day, right?
Yeah.
But then that 16 seed, which I guess now takes on the power of a 1 seed, NFL Films advances over the Champions
League. We'll
right?
do it in you know, things of 4, and then we'll go back to the Elite Eight at the end.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we got the NFL Films is in the Elite Eight. Okay. Now, we are going to go to the 5-12 matchup now. To me, there's a heavy favorite in this one as well. So let's start with the 5 seed.
Okay.
Drums there. All right, I really like this. I think this is a very good song. This is CBS, of course, college football, which is SEC football in the modern era, anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, like gets me really into, you know, like, all right, we're going to hear from Vern Lundquist now.
Yeah. Now, this next one is interesting. There are two television shows that have two different songs on this bracket because they were both voted for multiple times. And so one of them is coming up now. Now, can I make a critique of the chorus of the song?
Yeah.
The whole theme of the song is, I'm waiting all day for
it's
Sunday
ludicrous.
Night. That's
not one
on
person.
Monday, you could say that.
Fans
all day
of
you're
two
waiting.
Teams are
but
waiting.
But on Sunday, you have football all day.
Just the fans
of
the team playing.
It makes no sense. Yeah, but even if the Vikings are playing on Sunday night, yes, I'm waiting all day for Sunday night, but not in the same way I would be on Monday. Because I still get to enjoy.
Right. Maybe she wrote the song for Monday night, but NBC paid more. I don't know, Stuart, when I worked on the show, our friend Stu used to always ask me if her legs were CGI. But that was the Faith Hill, right? This is Carrie Underwood at this point. Those were Faith Hill, no?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. Carrie
Underwood. All right.
Yeah. So it's a good song, but to me, CBS.
Yeah, CBS.
Yeah. And also, like, it's like a theme song. I don't need a song.
Well, you know why they have a theme song, right?
Well, Monday Night Football.
Well, it's really CBS wants to play it as a TV show. Like, it was the number one show on television. It's NBC. Sorry. I should probably know that.
You only work
there. And they would say, like, yeah, this is like a TV show. So that's why they had a, like a theme song, like a TV show would. Ironically, most TV shows nowadays don't have, would not have a song like that.
Now, our next matchup is one of the ones I was talking about. So it's, well, we're just going to spoil it. It's going to be the NBC Sunday Night Football, like the actual, the theme music. So let's listen to that one first. Now, this is an L. Michaels Chris Collins.
You obviously have a lot of thoughts about this music. I've heard this song way more than the other songs because when we would be, like, when Dan Patrick would be, like, pre-recording or rehearsing stuff, like, this was on, it was literally in my office, like, 2 hours before the show started. So, like, you know how, like, music will, like, give you, like, a memory of something? So to me, it's like, oh, I have to, like, hurry up and, like, finish the stats and things like that. Like, it's not, I mean, even though it was a good experience, it's not, like, it's like,
yeah, well, I have a similar thing because when I'm hearing this music, I got to update all my fantasy charts from the early afternoon.
Yeah.
I have ones of people waiting on it, though. Not thousands or millions like you may have. All right. So we like that song, obviously.
Let's see the next song, which is Same Network.
Now, yeah. So now, so this is what I'm saying. So I did not put, set it up this way, and it was not going to be this way until Mike Clark stepped out and made his rankings. But it's facing the NFL on NBC music from the 90s. The music that we grew up with. Now, what does this music look for?
I mean, for, it doesn't do anything for you because you didn't follow football until 1997. It's from 96. But, the, like, when NBC lost basketball, everyone was like, NBC needs to, someone needs to keep the music alive. Nobody said it about this song, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll get to basketball on the other side of the bracket, of course. But yeah, this song is okay.
But I have Sunday Night Football music beating this, but then losing to CBS.
So I'm not sure which, if I like the NBC modern music more than this, because I do like the music that takes me back to my childhood. Now, the thing is, I was never a big
But it's unmemorable, if not for the nostalgia. It's really not memorable.
All right, yeah, I'll have Sunday Night Football the advancing. You know, it does, it is.
But then CBS beating that.
So the SEC music beating it, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't have the strongest of opinions there, so I'll advance that. And then, of course, it's going to go up against NFL films. All right, so we are, that's where we're up to so far. Now let's get to the 6 versus 11 matchup. Now, 6 is one of them. I told you this off the air, but for some reason, there are a ton of British websites that rank TV sports theme songs. And I couldn't include most of those in our bracket because they were like snooker and things that none of us would ever listen to in a million years.
Right.
But there's a couple that I did include because, you know, at least it's soccer, which is a sport we're somewhat familiar with. I don't even, a snooker, I think, is some kind of billiards. I don't even know what it is. So this is BBC's Match of the Day music. I'm only announcing it because I don't think that many of our listeners are going to recognize it. But
right, they wouldn't recognize it.
So let's listen. Let's give it
it's got a million views on YouTube.
Let's give it a chance.
Sounds like a kid's cartoon.
It's like a polka dance. It makes no sense.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah. I don't know why the British rank it so high. They have terrible taste in.
They should play this before like a Fulham game, not before a real game. All right, let's shut this up.
Well, but now you get the cowbell.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we did not give it much of a chance. And it's going up against an entrance, which is, it's sort of a spin-off of the NFL on CBS music, but it's a little bit different. Here it is.
By the way, how is that not a 16 seed? Like, your seeds are awful.
Because it was ranked very highly in a lot of the rankings. Don't take it up with me.
That British only ranking?
No,
it's like, yeah,
no,
of course.
No,
nobody
was
ranking
on American rankings also. It was on American rankings.
No.
By the way, the British rankings also had like NFL Monday Night Football. Like so I guess I don't love the Thursday Night Football music, but we're going to advance it over that weird Match of the Day music for the BBC.
Yeah, it's very not memorable and generic, but it's not actively assaulting my ears, so yes.
Okay, so now the 3-14 matchup is, and this is sort of like the 4-13 matchup. It's CBS football, NFL in the modern era versus CBS football, NFL in the 90s. So first let's listen to the modern music, which you listen to every Sunday as your Jets lose to the Patriots. Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance.
Yeah, it just gets you, like, really pumped up for the game. It's pretty short before they show you the announcer. This is already bright. It's already like you have one of the Gumbels, like, talking over it at this point. Like, you know, from a...
Do you agree it's much worse than Fox?
Yes, but it also gets me pumped up more, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, because you're like, a fan of a big CBS game team, so you're used to hearing it more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. So, yeah, so that's that music. Now let's listen to what CBS had in the 90s, which I think has had a bit more staying power than NBC's football music from the 90s.
And this was the NFC.
Yeah, before Fox stole it. I like this one much more than the modern CBS music.
Yeah, this is better. I mean, I like both. Like, both of them would have destroyed the last matchup.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, so CBS is...
Like, you can see, like, all right, I'm ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So CBS is 90s music advances, and it beats Thursday Night Football.
And it beats Thursday Night Football, yeah, because Thursday Night Football...
CBS, the 90s music, passes two modern versions of CBS football, basically.
So we have a 16 seed and a 14 seed in the Elite Eight. I think that you screwed up the seedings pretty badly.
Again, I didn't make the... I didn't decide this, okay? I can show you my cumulative rankings. Mm-hmm. You can see where they came
from. So I'm one of the listeners who's, like, yelling at you on Twitter. Yeah. It's the same thing.
All right. So we have CBS, and NFL Films have three of the four spots in the Elite Eight for football. There's one more available, and we have... some real huge contenders left. So first, the 7 seed in the 7-10 matchup. This is the version from 1989, by the way. It's the lyrics change every week. Hank Williams' beard looks like it's a glue on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks pretty thin.
Look at all these old ladies in the nursing room.
I know, is that the NFL's demo? Like, a lot of people look like everyone's step grandma.
They're blowing the dust off the TV, which means, I mean, did they not watch Monday Night Football last week, or they just live in a very dusty place?
I guess, from my end. They've been waiting all week for Monday Night.
What's been a Halloween episode?
I gotta say this. When I was a kid, I made sure to watch this every week.
Yeah.
Like, there are very few songs on this list, if any, probably none other, that, like, I would like get there early to watch the song, you know?
Yeah. But now, as an adult, you realize it's not that great.
Yeah, but there's definitely some, like, it had a mission.
All right, well, let's see who it's facing in the 10 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love this. I love it. It starts out so good.
Yeah, I mean, it really starts off good.
Yeah, I only need to hear 3 seconds to say this is beating Hank Williams.
Johnny Manziel.
There's no chance he will ever be on a Hard Knocks list.
Would Coach Romeo Crennel cut him after just one day?
I mean, I'm
the guy who interviewed me at NBC for years wrote Hard Knocks, like wrote the script that Liev Schreiber would read.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a good gig. It's like very sparse prose, you know?
Yeah. So I have Hard Knocks knocking out Are You Ready for Some Football?
I mean, again, just like the top of this bracket, it's two of the top, you know, things going against each other.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Yeah, the Hard Knocks music is beautiful.
The 1-16 matchup was brutal. To me, the 2-15 matchup is the toughest matchup in the first round of this entire tournament.
Yeah, well, the 15 seed obviously shouldn't be a 15 seed. Yeah, well, let's hear
the. And the 15 seed, like the 16 seed, was not on anybody's ranking, but the same commenter asked for both of them to be in.
Because it's not a theme.
Yeah. All right, so let's listen to the number 2 seed first. So good.
I'm ready to watch football. I'm ready to play Madden.
Yeah.
You know?
When I hear this music, I think of Madden and Summerall in the 90s. I think of Aikman and Buck in the aughts. I think of the Vikings having a huge game that they're going to lose. Break my heart.
Yeah, beautiful music.
Yeah. NFL.
The Beatles wish they could write something that important. All right, let's hear the 15th seed.
I want to hear a few more seconds.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to stop it. The 15 seed was my favorite, not just my favorite theme song, my favorite show other than Seinfeld and probably The Simpsons growing
sure.
up. This show, you know, the kids these days with their internet and their YouTube and everything.
No
else,
idea.
Yeah.
They'll never know.
This was the only way that you knew anything other than your local team at 7.
They had exclusive access. So like, and they showed like 3 to 4 minute highlights of every
yeah.
game.
And Chris Berman and Tom Jackson, you know, I loved them before I realized that, you know, you're not supposed to like Chris Berman.
No one was more upset about the yeah. you know, the advent of the internet than Chris Berman. Yeah. His approval rating before the internet was literally 100%, and now it is literally zero. Like when I was a kid, Chris Berman and Dick Vitale were like the kings of like my two most, you know, favorite people on earth.
And Rick Reilly also.
Rick Reilly, yeah. The Mount Rushmore of people who the internet absolutely ruined. It's those three I'd have to think of.
Well, I don't think Vitale just seems sort of as a clown. I don't think anybody really hates.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, Vitale didn't get hit that bad. He's fine.
So this song we're listening to on YouTube is called ESPN NFL Primetime Music Tracks 1 through 16. It is a 36-minute long song. And if you think I haven't listened to all 36 minutes of this before, you'd be wrong. And by the way, so have 449,000 other people. So I love NFL Primetime. It's so good. It brings back such great memories. But NFL Fox is going to beat it in just a brutal matchup to me.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I agree. It could have beat most of these like Thursday Night Football. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
And NFL on Fox beats Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah, that's tough also. But yeah, NFL on Fox
and
beats
then
Hard
NFL
Knocks.
On Fox, just like it's supplanted.
No, we don't say that yet.
Oh.
We don't know. That's we're not up to the Elite Eight.
We're going to the other side. We're going to
the
non-football
side. We're doing pods of four. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the final four on the football side.
Oh, I see a little surprise in there, yeah. But not yet.
Yeah. So as I said, the 15 and 16 seeds on the football side were not on any rankings. I put them in because one listener asked for them. The 16 seed on the non-football side is a gift just to Uncle Keevy. So, Keeve.
Oh, beautiful.
Should we start with that 16
let's see.
Seed? We'll play the 16
yeah,
before
let's,
the one.
Let's start.
All right. Okay. This is for you, Keith.
Let's see what the upset's going to be. I might stay, if it's good enough, I might stay here all day.
Now, of course, zero listeners know what they're listening to right now. This is the IBU, don't know what that stands for, World Cup Biathlon song.
Well, what do you think IBU stands
for? Well, International Biathlon Union, but it also says it at the end of the
yeah.
video. So, Keith, are you familiar with that song? Of course you are.
Yeah, but it's at the very beginning of the telecast, so it's not like... it's not meaningful to me.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's playing the song, which is... Like, I mean, this is such an overwhelming number one seed in this entire tournament. Mm-hmm. It's like Michael Jordan in a basketball ranking tournament. This is the song that sort of... It hasn't even been on the air in two decades, and yet it's still so famous.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to some Roundball Rock.
Can we listen to the one with Simmons?
Now, the only downside... Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, there's the video where John Tesh explains how he came up with this. There's lots of videos. The only issue I have with this is I never got to listen to this before watching my team. I would listen to this and watch like the Bulls against the Pacers or something. Maybe fix it.
Yeah. The Spurs weren't really on it a lot when it still existed.
Yeah, it was more like mid to late 90s. So yeah, a lot of Bulls, a lot of Pacers, Knicks, Rockets, Jazz, not so much Spurs. Suggs. Got a little bit of cowbell in there. Now, it's good, but I think it's overrated. I'm not sure it's as good as a couple of the football ones we listen to. That might just be my bias of football, but what do you think?
Yeah, I don't want to show my hand yet, but listen, it's beating the fake biathlon.
Okay. I thought we were going to have to fight about that. So, all right.
No,
all right. Now, the 8-9 matchup is the only two sports that we haven't heard, the only two major American sports that we haven't heard an entrant for yet, and it's ESPN's version of each. So let's start with the 8 seed. Joe Morgan, perhaps? John Oliver?
Yeah, I'll tell you the problem with this music. ESPN barely shows playoff games, doesn't show, you know, the CSs or the World Series.
Yeah, you see this every Sunday night.
So it has a smaller time. It's a ubiquitous song, but it's not really like a big game song at all, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't get me fired up for a big game at all.
Well, the next one, they don't even play hockey anymore, so. But this is a, I like this much better than the baseball song.
The NHL song is really good. Yeah. It was a really good song. Yeah. If they bring back hockey ever, they will bring back this song.
Yeah. So they won't go for a new one like some of these networks did.
Like, this could be before a super a Stanley Cup game, and it would be fine.
Yeah.
And do they ever play this music if they're going to, like, Barry Melrose in the studio?
Oh, do they play this on SportsCenter when they discuss hockey?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it has an active role in our ESPN listening. I mean, how often are you watching SportsCenter these days? That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know if they play it. I recently watched SportsCenter. It was a weird experience.
Yeah, if we did this bracket in the 90s, we'd have very different results just because the shows that matter to us were different. But I have the NHL advancing here. You agree with me?
Yes.
Okay.
But then the NBA beating the NHL.
So I was going to say that I have the NHL on ESPN beating the NBA on NBC.
I think that's silly. Right. I think it's a little too cute.
All right, fine. So I will cave to you on
but
that.
But the NHL on ESPN is the surprise of the tournament. A really good song.
All right. Now, we're going to listen to hockey in its homeland where it's meant to be played. Now, this is another song that's no longer
Slovakia,
active
baby.
On TV. So let's listen to Hockey Night in Canada. Extremely popular in Canada.
Yeah, very. It's a very 80s song.
To me, it sounds like an 80s beer commercial. I don't want to be a troll, but I don't understand why this is so popular.
Again, it's nostalgia. If the song was like a bunch of farts, then that would be.
But in 2008 or whatever, when the license ran out and CBC did not re-up it, it was controversial in Canada. People were very upset.
Yeah, because it doesn't get one person to watch, and it's probably extremely expensive.
Canadians are watching hockey no matter what.
Yeah. All right, so let's see what it's going up against.
Yeah, so I was not that impressed with that. All right, let's go to the 12 seed. Now, this does make me think of a big playoff game. Something Cavs.
Big playoff game, but not it's not the music. The music is not getting it. A lot of times they'll use like a big package before they go into the music also, of like a 2 minute or 5 minute like preview.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pumped.
Neither of these right. really excite. I'll go with NBA on ESPN, but it's going to have an extremely hard time.
No, I agree with you. So sorry, Hockey Night in Canada. I think that this is the first vote that we've made where the listeners, much like on the Renap episode, are going to be really upset with the judges here. I think that we made...
Well, just the Canadian listeners.
Yeah, we made the unpopular pick. No, but I had a lot of non-Canadians nominating Hockey Night in Canada.
Okay.
I didn't use it.
It's a bad song, sorry.
All right, okay, Canada. The 4-13 matchup.
And I can say that I'm a quarter Canadian.
4-13 matchup.
Yeah, MLB on Fox.
Yeah, let's start with another baseball one. Fox really knows what they're doing with these songs.
They do. Fox does not mess around with the theme song. You know, we always say Rupert Murdoch, he knows theme songs. I don't know.
I mean, you watch this and you know you're watching the World Series or the ALCS.
Nobody would ever hum this song, though. You know what I, mean? Like, they would hum, like, the NBA on NBC or Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football, like, back in the day. I don't think anybody's humming that. Like, it's good. I don't think they should replace it, but I also don't think it's iconic.
All right. So now let's see who it's going to go up against. It's going to go up against not the strongest entrant, and it's a tournament specific song, and it's a tournament that has different songs on both sides of the Atlantic. But this is the NBC version. Mm-hmm. World Champion is the name of the song by Keith Mansfield, and it means you're watching Wimbledon on NBC.
Doesn't really get to the actual song until the middle of it.
Yeah, this does nothing for me, honestly. Although, I like that the video we're watching...
I don't even think this is the music.
A bunch of dudes in short shorts like Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe were seeing their packages in full display.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't even the Wimbledon music, though.
So you like the BBC Wimbledon music more?
No, I think this is... I think it's the closing music that they play at the end. I don't think it's the music at the start of every day.
No, the closing music is different. Yeah. All right.
That's what this is, I'm saying. I don't think this is the right music.
This is the NBC Wimbledon theme. I mean...
No, it's the closing
music. All I'm saying is, Keith, so the rankings I took from the internet had links embedded, and I just used their links. So this is the one that they were ranking, and when they were ranking this pretty high. So I don't love it. I'm going to advance MLB on Fox.
You have to click on 90s NBC Wimbledon opening theme high quality.
No, but that's not the one that was nominated, though. There might be another one. But
yeah, but it's the people are posting the wrong one. Trust me. That's not the music they like. It's not real music.
Okay, 90s Wimbledon. What am I doing?
90s Wimbledon opening theme, high quality. That's the Wimbledon music.
All right, so.
I hate when people say Wimbledon. That bothers me.
Oh, this music.
Yeah, this is real music.
So are we calling it audible? Are we not in this place or the other one?
Yeah, this is the actual music. The link was wrong. But it's background music too.
Yeah,
it doesn't be MLB on Fox.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it's okay, but MLB on Fox advances. Now we have MLB on Fox against NBA on ESPN.
I know you wanted to knock out NBA on NBC, but it's not happening.
Yeah, no, neither one.
Neither of these are beating.
These are not the most impressive of Sweet 16 entrants.
I'm going to say MLB on Fox, though. I'm going to say MLB on Fox a little better.
Yeah, I don't.
They're pretty similar.
Yeah, I don't have a strong.
I'm not married
opinion.
To either, so.
Yeah. All right, so MLB on Fox will be the.
I might not be married to anybody because I told you before we went on air, I accidentally ate my daughter's dinner.
Yeah.
So this could be it, and we already know I am not allowed to move in with you. So. Yeah.
All right, let's move.
Don't know. I guess I got to call up Chemi.
Yeah.
All right, number 6-11 matchup.
All right, let's move to the bottom half of the non-football bracket with the 6 versus 11. So here's the 6 seed. Now, the first 1 second is as iconic as anything, especially from our childhood.
Yeah, like my mouth waters when I hear the first
second. But then the rest of it is just like a wailing saxophone. It's really not that great, honestly.
No, it is great. The first 5 seconds are so, and the and also the theme song changed so many times. Like, we could listen to 30 versions of the Sports Center theme.
Yeah.
It's an opening. Do you remember where the screen would flash across, like the original, like, mid-90s Sports Center? Where it was, like, clips, but sort of on a screen that was moving?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And the word Sports Center was moving? Oh, man. Like, I'll never, you know, you'll never beat those days.
Yeah. Well, when I think of Sports Center, because, of course, I didn't have cable growing up, but we used to go for Passover. We would stay in a hotel, and I just and so that would be like I would be like binging sports ESPN and Sports Center. I'd be watching, of course, all the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, the NFL draft. Oftentimes was over Passover, which is in April.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, when I hear this song, I think of as soon as you know the holiday ends at 7 p.m., running to the TV, turning it on to see what I missed in the scores that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this music. It's Stuart Scott. It's Keith Olbermann. Stan Patrick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know.
So that's pretty good.
I used to read the Olbermann Patrick book. Like I read it probably 5 times.
Yeah.
It's such a good book.
So, but again, the problem with that
you
music
it,
is
right?
That theme song. Its first 5 seconds are really good, but that's really the da 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 is really all that you like. The rest of it is.
Yeah. So, but some of the versions had a longer version.
All right. Now let's listen to the 11 seed. This is the one I probably hear more frequently than any other today.
That's what I was thinking. Like, to me, it's like, other than football on CBS, football on Fox, and then this. This is the one you hear the third.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. I watch NBA on TNT a couple of times a week.
Well, it's on once a week, so I don't know how you're watching the second time. But, yeah, but this music, and it's coming on. But again, is it amazing? It's very good music. Is it incredible music, or it's the nostalgia is so deeply burned into your brain because you've heard it your entire
life.
I
think that's what SportsCenter has going for it, honestly. I think SportsCenter...
I hear what you're saying, but to me, SportsCenter, what's more iconic? I think the SportsCenter music. Like, if we were... How about this? A good metric is, like, if we're asking someone to hum the music, I think everyone could do, like, the do-do-do-do-do-do. Now, anyone could recognize this if we played it for them, the NBA on TNT music.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody could just, you know, start the actual music for us.
Yeah, I don't disagree. That's not how I'm judging it, but if you want SportsCenter to advance, that's fine. I don't think SportsCenter is going to win its next matchup anyway, so that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear 3-14.
So the 3-14.
I'm already upset about the 14 seed.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But the 3 seed, talk about things that we've been hearing a lot lately. Brett Gumbel.
Yeah. Gets me excited to watch the games. Goes on for a while, and it's still good. It's just a beautiful song.
Yeah, you're singing, by the way.
Also, we're probably not. The commenter said the last 5 seconds of this makes your toes curl up and your blood rush drain. He might be doing something else while he's listening.
Yeah. You know, every time I hear, like, the reference to the SportsCenter theme, I remember this, like, Maxim magazine or one of those stupid magazines that I used to get all the time in high school. It was. I remember the joke was that they should embed some kind of chemical reaction in the Sports Center to cause female orgasm followed immediately by female exhaustion or something like that. Was the joke? I'm ruining the joke, but that's what I think of every
Whose
time.
Joke is this?
It was some dumb magazine that I read in high school. But I like the idea that you would turn on Sports Center like while you're mid coitus to try and wrap things up.
Yeah. Wait. Can I say something?
Yeah.
This is the only song we've listened to that gets better at the end. Like, the end is really good to this song.
Yeah, it's good. Well, also the Champions, but yeah, Champions League song. But yeah.
No, but I'm saying it's like good, 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 and then it gets great at the end.
Yeah.
My toes are also curled.
Oh, wow.
All right. College basketball and CBS.
Now, let's talk about its opponent.
I'm so mad about the 14th seed. It's obscene.
The 14th seed is a local show. It was nominated once.
Then I think every single team should have.
It was nominated once, and of course I ignored it because I don't care. And then it was nominated a second time, and I got a little bit nervous. And then it was nominated a third time, and by the third time I realized, oh crap, this has to make the bracket. So
now it could be the sweetest sounds my ears have ever heard. I'm still not advancing it because of what it represents.
But before we say what it is, let's give it a chance.
Old German national anthem.
Yeah, let's give it a chance here.
Now you probably don't even know this music.
No, I live in New York.
Oh yeah, you have the answer. It's a totally good regional local song. It's obliterated by college basketball. Just absolutely embarrassed. It's a good song. It's actually a good song. Why don't we do the Chicago Bulls theme song in stadium? Like, that should count.
Cyrus, Alan Parsons Project. All right, can I make a confession here?
Yeah.
I love that Yankees on Yes song.
Okay, but we're not advancing it. It doesn't matter. It's what it represents.
Yeah, well, but what does it represent? Like, can we be honest? Like, do you still have, like, the passion to hate the Yankees? Like, that's so, like, 10 years ago, honestly. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I hate them just as much as I ever have. They have freaking, like, every single guy on their team is going to hit 50 home runs this year.
I know, but, like, the Red Sox are more hateable. Their fans are, like, honestly, like, I don't hate the Yankees anymore. I mean, I hate the Yankees. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a Twins fan. The Yankees destroy us, you know, 15-1 20 times a season. But I don't know. The Yankees are so much lower on my hateable list behind, like, the Patriots and the Lakers and obviously the Red Sox and just so many in the Packers and the Bears and the White Sox. I'm exhausted. I don't hate the Yankees, really.
Okay, but they're not beating freaking amazing SportsCenter song. I mean, college basketball.
Yeah, and college basketball, by the way, beats SportsCenter, right?
Yes, college basketball does beat SportsCenter.
Yeah. All right. So, really March Madness.
Are we going to re-listen to these songs in the Final Four?
Oh, we're going to have to, yeah. I want to listen to them fresh. I want to, you know.
All right, so what's the next one?
All right, okay.
I will say it has been very pleasant to listen to these
songs. Yeah, these are great songs. All right. Now, the 7 seed here in the non-football side of things, honestly, it kind of sucks. But it's a little bit iconic, and so it has to be here. But yeah, not that great of a song. Let's listen to it.
It's not a pump-up song, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure not.
But it does bring back. Now, you're not a golf fan, but it brings a lot of memories. It's like Jim Nantz. I mean, Jim Nantz, speaking of people whose toes curl up and get that lot of blood rushing, like, he is so excited to be there. Like, he cares more about the practice round at Augusta than he does about the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl he's announced.
Yeah.
And my favorite Nantz thing is, like, he sort of pretends that Tiger Woods is not the whole sport of golf, which, of course, he is.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Tiger Woods is out this year, but we still got all the Kevin Kisners and the J.B. Holmes. That's what people want to see.
Yeah.
It's the sport that's what's popular, not the guy who's much more popular than the sport.
Yeah. Anyway, this song sucks. Deadspin.
Do you usually, when Tiger is winning a major, do you turn it on? Because I know you don't like golf. Like, if Tiger is winning, now it would be a cultural moment.
On a Sunday,
but I'm saying 10 years ago, you would turn on.
It's weird. Would you turn on if he's not in there?
Would you turn on the Masters if he's not there?
No. If he's not there. If it's like the final hole and it's a playoff, maybe.
Yeah, last 17th hole, it's like two.
Yeah, but I'm not watching more than 20 minutes worth. I'm not watching like 3 hours of Sunday.
I have to say this. Golf is an incredible. Golf is made for TV more than any other sport.
That's the worst take I've ever heard. So is watching the
I'm just saying like. No, like the thing about golf is, until like the literal end of the tournament, you're always just watching action. Like especially something like the Masters, there's no commercials.
Make the opposite.
You're just
argument.
Like
you're never watching action because there's no action in golf.
Everything is important. You could ruin your whole tournament on one stroke. All right, so let's see what the Masters has to go up against. You're not a big fan of the Masters theme, but let's see.
Most definitely not.
I remember this. Oh, okay, yeah. This picks up later.
It takes a few seconds to get going.
Yeah. Top comment. I should have been reading the top comment on YouTube the whole time. Top comment on YouTube. I play this to my cats, and now they're the Florida Panthers.
That's a great comment.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I have this beating the Masters.
Yeah, but it does take 20 seconds.
The Masters is two down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have played starting with 20 seconds. All right. So I'm not sure if they would play that whole thing.
All right. Now, the 2:15 matchup, we got two left. Neither one is a sport that we have discussed yet. The first one, not really a sport, but let's just listen to it. I hear this. This is John Williams again, by the way. I hear this and I just think of, like...
Yeah, John Williams. If you get John Williams, you're paying him, like, $50 million to write this theme song.
But to me, like, I hear the song, I don't get pumped. I just think of, like, corruption and scandal.
I disagree. To me, this is, like, the most epic of the songs. It's not the best of the songs, but it's, like, you know, it's such iconic music, you know exactly where it is.
But you're also 99.999th percentile as a
You know what? But I think a non-Olympics fan would still put this song through. And maybe we're going to love the next one, but that's a real... First of all, it's freaking John Williams. Like, it's the GOAT of music.
Yeah,
so,
it's very good.
You know, no expense was spared. It's like an epic song.
All right, let's listen to its opponent. Now,
this is not even, I think, the HBO boxing song. It's just the 24/7.
Yeah.
The show doesn't exist anymore because HBO ended boxing this past year, actually.
Yeah. Have you heard the song before?
Yeah, but I'm not a big boxing 24/7 guy. Olympics is clearly a better song than this.
Yeah. I mean, I like this one more, but I'm not going to die on that hill. So.
Yeah. And I think Olympics beats NHL on NBC. That's just not such an epic song. And it gets started too slowly.
All right.
So let's stay here and let's do the Elite Eight backwards, okay?
Okay. So we have in the Elite Eight, we have the Olympics against March Madness. To me, March Madness clearly advances. I don't even think we need to listen to both to remind ourselves.
Yeah, the March Madness song gets so good at the end that, you know, I don't think anybody thought we'd come in today and it would win, but I do think it has a chance to win.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's, I agree with you that it's gone further than probably we would have guessed early on. All right. And now who's it meeting in the Final Four? Is it meeting the NBA on NBC or MLB on Fox?
I'm not so, like, I do think the NBA on NBC is vulnerable, but not in this matchup. This is one of the weakest to make the Elite Eight. MLB on Fox.
Yeah, well, to me, I had NHL on ESPN beating the NBA on NBC in the second round. But now that it got past it, it's almost like
to knock
Duke.
It out. Yep.
Although Duke ended up every match had came down to the wire.
Yeah.
But but everybody sort of thought after they edged UCF, oh, now they're going to win every game by 20, and of course they didn't. NBA on NBC against March Madness. To me, not like the Final Four. Those are the Final Four entrants on the non-football side. All four Final Four entrants on the football side, or all four Elite Eight entrants on the football side, I think are more impressive. Not to spoil my championship, but I will put Round Ball Rock in here ahead of March Madness. But I think it's pretty close. I could be swayed. What say you?
Well, you want to advance this to the finals already?
Yeah.
Let's listen to college basketball on CBS again because we know the NBA on NBC song so well.
Okay, let's listen to college basketball.
Let's re-listen to college basketball.
Let's listen to the whole minute.
Yeah. Gets you going. Again, it doesn't have the high crescendo at the start like some of these epic songs do. But it never gets boring. You could talk over it, you could not talk over it also. Some of these songs, like, some of them, is like they're made to be talked over. The NFL and CBS, let's say. Should one shining moment have been eligible?
So, I thought about it. It's an outro, not an intro, but also nobody nominated it. But I did think about it. But literally zero people mentioned it, so. Not a bad song, but to me, NBA on NBC is advancing to the championship.
Yeah, I think the NBA on NBC deserves its day in the sun against whatever we decide the best football song is.
Okay. All right. So now let's go to the football side.
Do you like One Shining Moment, though, if One Shining Moment was eligible? Do you think it would have gone far?
Nah, it represents something, I understand, but I don't think it's that good.
Yeah, the song, you would never listen to it. How about this? Like, would you put these songs on your iPod? You know, that's sort
of a bunch of these I would, for sure.
Yeah, that's what certainly.
NFL films, I would.
I'd have all these.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but all right. So let's go back to the other side in the Elite Eight. It's the NFL films against SEC on CBS College Football. Do we need to listen to those again?
I like the SEC, but not in the Elite Eight. I think the NFL Films is clearly going to win here. I think CBS College Football has sort of overstayed its welcome in the Elite Eight, even though it's really
so good. We have a 16 seed in the Final Four. Congratulations to the NFL Films. And who's it going to face?
Never happened before.
NFL on Fox or NFL on CBS, the 90s version? To me, it's clearly NFL on Fox, but if you want to do another listen, we can.
No. The Fox song is a better song. Okay. The Fox song is a better song.
All right. So now it's NFL on Fox against NFL Films. NFL Films already took down the one seed. Can it take down the two seed?
Yeah.
As well?
Can I give us a compliment? Like we did. These are the four right songs, I think, in the final four.
Based on how the bracket is, they're not the four best songs, but
I think they might be the four best songs.
I don't know. There's a couple of other football ones that I think.
What if CBS College Basketball came up against NFL?
NFL.
CBS,
I think NFL Primetime could have gone further if not for the
Primetime was really hurt. Monday Night Football. Those were the. Primetime Monday Football were the big upset.
Yeah, they ran into Final Four contestants in the first round. So NHL on ESPN, I would have had to go further, but
yeah, that's more of like a Murray State. Yeah. Like, all right, it's cute that it's there, but
yeah,
all right. I think NFL. I am comfortable putting NFL Films in the final and then listening to both songs.
Hold on,
but if you're not, well, listen to both now.
Okay, so let's do this last matchup on the football side of things. It's the number 16 seed NFL Films against the number 2 seed NFL on Fox. Should we give them a listen one more time, Akiva?
No, well, I just said before that you rudely interrupted me for an hour to go talk to somebody that I want to put NFL Films through. But if you're not sure, we could listen to them.
All right, let's listen to them again. We're going to start with NFL Films, the upstart, the 16 seed, which is really a 1 seed. It's everything that was great about the 70s.
Now, this isn't really a theme song in a sense, right? It's music during the show.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why.
Do you know what excited me once that I've never seen again? I was so into this. One time, there was like a big debate in the mid-90s as the Cowboys were like winning games. ESPN did, I think it was a tournament between four teams, the 60s Packers and the 70s Steelers, the 80s Niners, and the 90s Cowboys for like who the best team is ever, but they like played it out in a weird way on TV. I think they had just like edited clips. And like then they had, maybe I hallucinated this, but I'm 99% sure I remember watching this. I've never been able to find it. They had the 70s Steelers versus 80s Niners in like a best of seven on ESPN, and they played this out.
Wait, a best of seven fiction. In football?
I think so. It might not have been a best of seven. It might have been one long game. But I remember watching it, and I've never seen it since. If someone could find that, that would be a good find.
Yeah, I would give that a watch.
All right, we got the point. This is a great song. I'm fired up. I want to hear about like Mean Joe Green now and freaking.
All right, let's
Dick
see the. Let's listen to the NFL on Fox again. Oh. I mean, to me, this has to win. This has to be. They're both really good. The NFL film is just sort of background music. It doesn't have that, like, punch you in the face start.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, this gets me excited for football and makes me think about Madden from our youth.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this. As people will be writing for generations about a 16 seed making the final four.
Yeah. All right. So the NFL on Fox advances to face the NBA on NBC. And the NFL on Fox is going to win.
I think the NFL on Fox music is the winner. Yeah. I think I would have put NFL Films over NBC also. I think it's third place.
Yeah. Round Ball Rock, it's really good. I understand it's sort of the consensus number one coming into this, but football just has better music. Football's more of sort of a militaristic. It does better. Like the NBA one is. Let's put it this way: if the NBA one was so great, why has it been off the air for 20 years?
Because it's expensive. It's not so simple, I don't think, or else they
so
would.
So the NBC wouldn't sell it to another network, or no other network. It would be too emasculating for another network.
I don't think they own it. I think the guy also owns it. I think it's
true. Tesh? Okay. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to hear that more frequently. You know, I haven't, you know, we're going to get all these, like the Josh Kandris of the world, these Bulls fans who are trying to relive the 90s again. They're going to send us hate mail. But,
you know, I was thinking, we watched CSI New York on RANAP this week.
Yeah.
And it's not even on CBS's website, even though I assume they own the show. The regular CSI and CSI Miami, which were a little more popular, are on there. And I was thinking maybe because the show's less popular, it's not worth licensing the
music.
Bab O'Reilly, you know, the theme song by The Who, which is probably very expensive for every episode. So I wonder if that's why that show didn't make the cut, whereas like CSI Miami, which is more popular, did. I think it's similar here. We don't think about the rights aspect as much. That's why, like, The Wonder Years was never on DVD back in the day, and it's probably never going to be on, like, Hulu or Netflix, but maybe it already is, and I have no idea.
All right. So, this was fun. NFL on Fox, the best music out there.
Mm-hmm.
Really gets us so excited. It's, like, April right now, and I'm ready to, you know, sit down and watch a four-hour football
run game. Through a wall and watch freaking Brian Urlacher hit somebody.
Brian Urlacher.
It's not well, that's, like, a classic NFL on Fox guy. Who's played in more NFL on Fox games than Brian Urlacher? Not too many guys.
Jerry Rice.
I mean, think about it. It came in the middle 90s. Jerry Rice missed most of his career for the NFL on Fox.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It doesn't start to what, 93?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so. It'd have to be a guy. Brett Favre
Urlacher
is the answer,
is a pretty
by
good
the way.
Guy.
Brett Favre is the answer.
Yeah, Favre's whole career sort of lines
Favre
up.
Favre played
that's
more games
point.
Than anybody. So, yeah.
That's true. Yeah,
he's
Favre.
Definitely the answer there.
I think, like, who's a punter who's still around? Freaking Jeff Fiegels. When I think, when I see our NFL on Fox, I think Fiegels.
All right, Keith. I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.